It was a riddle, not a command, by Joseph de Monde. Chapter 8. Who are the five foolish virgins? Page 27. In the Gospel of Matthew, we are told of the parable of the 10 virgins. It is crucial that you understand this parable. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came, also saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. The most sobering words in the entire Bible are spoken to you right here in this passage. The Christ, Jesus, Yeshua, your Messiah, that you so adamantly claim you are worshipping and following, says, "Truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Matthew 25, verse 13. Why would he say he did not know them? May I remind you, the main subject of this book is, you do not know the day or the hour, and it is also mentioned here after dismissing the five foolish virgins whom Yeshua does not know. We also read in the Gospel of Matthew identical words being put to those who liken themselves to be followers of the Messiah. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?' And then will I declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23. The most unsettling words in the Bible are spoken here as well. In this case, however, these same words are elaborated on a bit more so as to help us understand why those addressed are being dismissed, have fallen short of the glory of the Messiah, and are being shut out of the kingdom of heaven. Those in question are known for prophesying and casting out demons in his name. They have done all manner of great works in his name and are even considered to be part and parcel of the bridal party. They give every appearance of looking just like those who are to be accepted, but yet are told he does not know them and that they are lawless. These foolish virgins and would-be brides of Christ are those who look and act religious and yet do not in spirit or in truth know the Messiah, nor are known by him. And the Lord said, "For as much as this people draw near, and with their mouth and with their lips do honour me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment of men learned by rote." Isaiah 29, verse 13, JPS Tanakh, 1917. "This people is honouring me with their lips, but their heart is very far from me." Matthew 15:8, Aramaic Bible in plain English. Having the appearance of godliness, religion in brackets, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, Jubilee Bible, 2000. This could be any one of us. How are we to know whether we are the foolish or the wise ones? Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. 1 John 3, verse 4. "And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23. Lawlessness are those who do not keep the law. These are the ones Yeshua speaks to, saying, "I never knew you." Which group will you be found in?